So I know some people who are going through some hard times right now. I mean, myself included. I think a lot of us have experienced either seasonal affective disorder or a little bit of depression, low energy, stuff like that. So I wanted to talk today a little bit about hopelessness. Because by definition, that's the belief that things aren't going to get better. And that's one of the hardest things in our lives to deal with, is when you start to think that it's just not going to get better. And being stuck in a place of hopelessness makes life really tough. It just makes it hard to get out of bed, to communicate, to find enjoyment. But there are some things that you can do to help you get through, because there is another side to this, no matter how long it takes to get through. Consider that your brain might be lying to you. Your brain might tell you that things are awful or horrible or dreadful, and it may try to convince you that there's no chance things are going to get better. But just because you think it doesn't mean it's true, because our thoughts can get distorted, especially when we're feeling really down. They can start to lie to us. And hopeless feelings fuel hopeless thoughts. And it's easy to get caught up in this negative cycle that makes it hard to see that things can get better. You might even think things like, well, I've tried everything, nothing works. But that's probably a distortion too. You may have tried a few things. Mm-hmm. You may have even tried 10 things. But likely you haven't tried everything, even if you thought about it. Even if you're like, I know what I should do. Maybe you didn't try that. At least be open to the idea that the way you're thinking right now may not be accurate, and there's more hope than you imagine. To help you reconnect with hope, argue the opposite. When you feel hopeless, start arguing the opposite. Act like I do when I'm in the studio in here with you. I just start to argue with you just for the fun of it.
You do.
Take a few minutes to argue the opposite. What's the evidence that things might work out better than you expect? Or how might they actually get better? If you think about the potential positives, that can open you up to the possibilities. And engage in problem solving. You think about this as a problem you can solve. Brainstorm ideas. Keep them in mind. You don't even necessarily need good ideas. You just need to see how much you can come up with as a way to address the problem. If you can't solve the problem, consider how you can change how you feel about the problem. Or could spending time with someone you trust and care about help you feel a little better? Would taking a mental health day help? Would writing down your feelings or talking about them help you see things more clearly? Because when it's this big cloud and you just feel hopeless, yeah. it's a little overwhelming. So there's always something you can do to make things a little better or to help yourself feel better. Once you got those ideas, create a plan, decide which step you're going to do first and pick one and go with it. Just try something and think of it as an experiment. And your job is to run as many experiments as you can until you discover what works. After all, you likely won't gain hope about your situation by sitting still. So start putting yourself out there. Start seeing what you can do. And you will get through this.
Man, great.
I'll say that. Okay, buddy? Okay, buddy.
I miss these on the weekend, by the way.
Aww.
Just let you know. That has been a minute of motivation.
Miss
Josie, I'm going to call
you. I'll hype you up.
We do it every weekday around 8:45. We'll shoot this on our on demand on our podcast. So check that out, WHR Star 99.1. And, of course, as always, more details at mystar99.1.com.